When we looked at the information technology systems of government, they were not responsive enough to take care of these new monies as they were going to be filtered through government systems. So we find information system technology environments that were weak. We also found pre-existing deficiencies in supply chain processes. This is not new. This is what we have always reported on as an audit office over the years. We didn't expect that the invoking of the COVID lockdown was suddenly going to get all of that to disappear, because all of us over the more than a decade are still grappling with the disciplines of looking after procurement of goods and services, not being strong in our government. Hence the narratives that have been going around in respect of procurement of goods and services at prices much higher than what National Treasury had prescribed. The poor record keeping has also been a feature in terms of this. You would almost think that if something was spent in the last 2 to 3 months, the people that were responsible for that expenditure will still remember where that particular record is. But there were many instances where the auditors got a run around trying to figure out where is this particular document that supports a particular transaction. So those are some of the observations that we made as we were going through the scrutiny of these records, as well as the pre-existing inability to coordinate and oversee efforts that require and involve multiple departments and agencies. How does this show itself out? You'll see it in the findings. You go into SASA, you send our electronic scrutiny tools to the database, and you are hoping that SASA would have done that as a preliminary test to identify people that are being paid out of SASA to check whether they have not also received, for example, EYF. These are the instances we are talking about, where one government department does not utilize the other available government databases to get assurance that they are not getting tripped with making payments that may not necessarily be due to some of those beneficiaries that have raised their hand. And therefore, the data analysis that we have done across all of these systems has pointed to us that there is still a prevalence of a higher risk of fraud and abuse to these funds.